Let's now open the floor for questions first from our live audience. Yes, Carl C.
Good afternoon. I'd like to ask about the reservation sales first. Can you tell us how much is the contribution from MCT, if any?
In terms of MCTs, I can give you the contribution to revenues from MCT. And real estate revenues from MCT stood at $5.5 billion for the first 9 months of the year.
Did it contribute to reservation sales?
I think in the chart that Toti showed a while ago, that's purely a reservation sales for the products that we sell here in the Philippines.
Yeah.
Again, with respect to your reservation sales, sales to foreign nationals fell. Do you credit this to anything? Perhaps less marketing campaign abroad or something?
I think if you look at the foreign sales, particularly, as you know, the Chinese sales have been strong the last couple of years. They're primarily focused on three areas, Makati, BGC, as well as the Bay Area. No? I think those are the three areas that basically capture the lion's share. Now, as you know, most of our products in Makati and BGC are really of the high-end or luxury, which what we find is the Chinese actually do not gravitate to that kind of product. They typically gravitate to, you know, the upper mid to mid-income products, no? Which we really don't have a lot in Makati and BGC.
Also, finally, with respect to the office segment, of the 2018 pipeline, can you tell us how much has been leased or pre-leased?
Yes. Actually, most of it. Yeah, most of it.
So, for the rest of the year, it's pretty much taken up. Gateway is 95% leased out, 100% already, and then the other one is Vertis Corporate Tower 3. That's 50% leased out to one tenant.
No other buildings.
The only other building that has a little bit of vacancy is the 30th. No, but we're about 2/3 leased out there, and we're about to close another couple of floors, which will bring it to over 80%.
Okay. Thank you.
So in a nutshell, Carl, in terms of the office segment, it's actually quite robust. No. This year has been, or it's going to be, a record-breaking year for the industry in terms of office space take-up now. And we've been a beneficiary of the strong demand that's coming in from that sector.
Thank you, Carl. Next question, please.
Hello, good afternoon. I have a question with regard to your pre-sales. Your launches actually was almost half was launched in third quarter of 2018, 42 billion. But your pre-sales actually slowed down to 15% growth for 9 months 18. I know that around 20 billion of your launches for 3Q was launched in September. But are there any other factors that caused the slowdown in growth from 17 in the first half to 15 in the third quarter?
It's too early to tell now, because a lot of these products were just introduced in the last month or so, last 4 to 6 weeks. No? So we'll have to wait till the fourth quarter to see if there's any kind of trend that is happening in the market. We've not seen anything abnormal as of the end of Q3. No? We continue to experience fairly strong growth across the different market segments that we basically have product in.
And my next question with regard to your 2019 CAPEX, if you're already open to disclose.
Thank you, Fred. Any more questions? Yes, please.
Hi. This person from Morgan Stanley. So, just a question on the recent interest rate hikes by the central bank. Have you seen that impacting mortgage rates and any impact to residential demand for your product?
In terms of mortgage rates, we do a survey of all our from our partner mortgage banks, and we've seen that mortgage rates on the average on the shorter end have increased by about 60 basis points, and on the longer end, which is 5, 10 years and up, it's about 30 basis points. So not it hasn't moved up that much, unlike lending rates to corporate borrowers. I believe that's moved up quite a bit, because as you know, we listed our 5-year bond last October with a coupon rate of 7%. So that's moved up more than 150 basis points from last year. But for mortgage rates, it hasn't moved up as much.
And sorry if I missed this earlier, but what's your level of unsold inventory right now? Unsold inventory, inventory levels?
Our inventory levels are actually quite low. We've been targeting to get to a level of 12 to 15 months. Currently, it moved up a bit from the previous quarter, given the launches, but we're right about the 10-month level. So I believe in the previous quarter, we were about 9 months. So now we're at 10 months, but still running short. We think it's quite tight. We're looking at a 12 to 15 month inventory level.
Thank you. Just a last one from me. So across your key operating segments, residential, office, retail, which segment would you say you're most confident about the prospects of, and which one you're least confident of across residential, office, and retail?
You know, as you know, the way we run our business, we try to have a kind of like a balanced portfolio. And in all of these different segments, what we've seen this year has actually been strength, no, across the board. You see it. We look at commercial assets. We've registered double-digit revenues for the year. Office, hotel, shopping centers, they're all double digits. Residential, same thing. We're experiencing double digit growth. So we feel good about all these segments. And, for next year, we're continuing, our plans continue to be, in a way we're in, we'll continue to ramp up. No? There was a question on CapEx a while ago. I suspect we've not finalized the numbers, but it'll be, I think, fairly similar territory as you've seen this year. No? So we continue to feel good about the overall market across all these different product lines.
Thank you, Wilson. Any more questions before we open the line? Okay, now maybe we can now entertain questions from our conference facility.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session over the phone lines. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the pound or hash key. Your first question comes from the line of Jason Yu. Please ask your question.
Hi, good morning. It's Jason from Goldman here. I've got two questions. First question is on the office revenue growth. It went from 20% year-on-year in the first half to 13% year-on-year in the 9 months. Just want to understand what's driving the slowdown.
We're just checking the first half numbers now. But as I've said, if you look at our average lease rates, our occupancy levels, it's actually been strong, no? So this could just be a function of what was opened in the first half of the year, what we opened in the third quarter of this year. No, it's hard to read on a quarter-on-quarter basis what's actually going on in the business, because it just depends on when the renewals happen, when we get the lease outs, when the revenues start coming in. So I wouldn't read too much into 20% the first half. And then 13% the first half, and then now at
20% in the first half, 13% as well.
Yeah, 20% the first half and 13% up to Q3 could just be a function of, when the office buildings have been completed, when the revenues start to get recognized. But if you look at the key statistics of average rental rate, of occupancy. They continue to be quite strong. In fact, we're pleased with the performance of that sector, and our issue now is how do we now bring in more inventory into the market?
Maybe just a key metric, no?
Okay.
First half, actually, our occupancy for office is 89%. No? Year to date, we're already at 94% occupancy. So on that metric alone, I think we're very happy.
Okay, thanks. The next question was on the cost of debt. Did you say that next year after the refinancing, it'll go up to 5.5%?
That's our estimate. If we assume that we'll be incurring new debt at about 7%, and currently our existing portfolio is at about 4.8%. So just on the refinancing, we haven't factored in when we haven't finalized our incremental debt requirements for next year. So roughly, perhaps it would be around, actually lower than 5.5%.
Okay. Have you, on the back of this and also the high inflation, have you had opportunities to raise prices or raise rental rates at a faster rate than previously?
On the office, it's fairly stable. Slight increase, but quite marginal.
Okay, thank you.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Once again, that is star 1 on your telephone. There are no further questions at this time. I would now like to hand the conference back to today's presenters. Please continue.
Thank you very much. Any more questions from our live audience?
You know, maybe just to... into some final words. As you know, we're approaching the tail end of our 2020 40 plan, and so far, you know, our team continues to work to be able to achieve what we had said back in 2014. No? Obviously, the base is getting bigger, getting a little bit more challenging, but I think the team remains committed that we'll basically continue to work towards that particular goal. Obviously, the assumption here is the economy continues to be grow at the current level, that the macroeconomic conditions continue to be supportive of the real estate industry. If that happens, then we feel good about, I guess, our ability to be able to execute and meet those targets by 2020.
Okay, I guess with that, if there are no more questions, allow me to close our briefing this afternoon. Thank you very much to everyone who joined us today, especially Wilson, who just flew all the way from Singapore to just join the briefing here. Thank you very much, and enjoy the rest of the day.